Hi, everybody. I'm Jim Donovan with your Bronx 2-Minute Drill presented by University Hospitals on a Victory Monday here in Berea and all across Browns Nation. Everyone buzzing and just joyful over the Browns' home opening win when they beat the Tennessee Titans 28-14. And oh yeah, because it was Johnny Manziel's first victory as a starting quarterback in the NFL. He didn't hit a lot of passes, but he hit some really big ones. He was 8 for 15, if you're counting through the day, but he hit those two long bombs, both to the rabbit, Travis Benjamin, as he scores those touchdowns along with a big, huge punt return, and Benjamin had a career day. But so did Manziel, because I know it was a big factor for him to not only be the starting quarterback, but to finally win, too, and to be matched up against Marcus Mariota, a fellow Heisman Trophy Award winner, and to come out on top, that has to be very special. And one more thing, the bad memory of a tough start in his first game as a starting quarterback in the NFL last year at home to Cincinnati, this was far better. But now we go down the road to this Sunday. It's always the next game in the NFL. The Oakland Raiders are up next, but who will be the Browns quarterback in that game? If Josh McCown is finally cleared physically and he can go out and play, will he be back as the starting quarterback for the Browns? Or did Manziel's performance on Sunday and even a week ago, how he played against the New York Jets, is that enough for the Browns management and coaching staff to say, you know what, maybe it's his time? That decision has not been reached yet, and everybody is waiting to hear which way the Browns will go at quarterback on Sunday against an Oakland Raiders team that comes off a thrilling victory at home against the now 0-2 Baltimore Ravens. Stay tuned. A big week coming up in Brownsland. Who will be the Browns' starting quarterback when they face the Raiders at First Energy Stadium, the home of the Browns, on Sunday? That's your 2-Minute Drill. I'm Jim Donovan. Thanks for joining us at ClevelandBrowns.com.